BBC News with
Mick Kelly. Donald Trump's running mate Mike Pence says the FBI's investigation into newly discovered emails said to be linked to Hillary Clinton shows that she's a risky choice for president. But Mrs. Clinton's campaign manager said the FBI director should explain why he took the unprecedented step of announcing a review just days before the election. Up to 100,000 people in central Italy are facing a night coping with the effects of the fourth earthquake there since August. The president of the Marche region said the numbers needing help had risen tenfold. Powerful aftershocks were still bringing down masonry. Residents in one of the worst-hit towns, Norcia, said they were too frightened to stay. Saudi Arabia says that earlier this month it thwarted a plan to bomb an international football match in Jeddah. Officials said they also foiled a second plot to kill police officers, which they say was directed by a leader of the Islamic State group in Syria. El Salvador's former president, Elias Antonio Saca, has been arrested on suspicion of embezzling millions of dollars of public funds. Six former officials in his government were also arrested. Mr. Saca held office from 2004 to 2009. The Venezuelan government is due to hold talks with the opposition for the first time this year to try to settle the country's deep political crisis. The discussions are likely to be fraught with disagreements. There have been large-scale protests in several cities in Morocco after a fish seller was crushed to death in a rubbish truck as he tried to retrieve fish confiscated by police. The death of Mohsin Fikri on Friday prompted anger on social media against official abuse. And thousands of people have held a silent march in the Romanian capital, Bucharest, to mark the first anniversary of a fire at a nightclub which killed 64 people. The blaze prompted the Prime Minister to resign amid widespread public anger about corruption. BBC News.